Today's Distorted View podcast is brought to you by
Lips. Come check out the largest selection of latex pussies in the greater Buffalo area at Lips. Firm, jelly, pocket, and extra deep varieties for whatever your latex pussy pleasures are. Back in stock by popular demand, the Snapdragon, Mount Olympussy, and the Coco Stroker.
Lips
is now proud to offer latex buttholes for even more penetrating options. New models include the Coal Miner's Daughter, the Pudding Cup, and Starfish Trooper.
Lips.
On Violin Avenue, across from the Pizza Hut.
Lips.
Freaks, it's Wednesday, August 5th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, fluid seeping from the corpse during a funeral. Plus, you're encouraged to piss in the shower, and I'm madder than chicken grease. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
I'm madder than fish grease.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, this is Distorted View Daily. I'm the host of the program. My name, Professor Ejacutron, according to the dirty, evil supervillain name generator. We do have a great program for you. Gotta say thanks to Lazy Boy for sending me a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. I'm so glad he emailed me, because we haven't done these in a while. We haven't played really shitty music on the program. We're still recovering from Rainbow Bread. The ringing in my ears has stopped. But yes, thank you very much, Lazy Boy, for this. I give you, Midnight for a Minute, a pair of emo-ish losers who think they can sing but are sorely mistaken. Let's take a listen.
What's up? I'm Matt.
And I'm Brett.
We are
Midnight for a Minute.
Ooh. Here we go. This is called Last Night. I think this is his first day behind a guitar. Holy shit.
Good night, my angel. I won't be afraid to I sing alone.
No, no. Aren't these emo kids into cutting? Kids, listen to me. Go up and down the river, not across. And go really, really deep. Okay, let's listen to a few more seconds of Midnight Burning. What is it? Midnight for a Minute.
Without you, I sing.
My Chuck Taylors and my black nail polish. I dyed my hair last night. Let's go see Panic at the Disco. It's not very hard to sing like this, kid. Can't even get a good rhythm going with his clapping. And somehow even that's out of tune.
So shine like the stars.
I'm waiting for the neighbor. You know, they're outside, like, in their yard singing this song. I'm waiting for the neighbor to scream, "Shut the fuck up!" Okay.
We'll be
Yes, it's your last night. Night.
Good night!
Okay, that's quite enough. If you want to check out this video, just check out my YouTube page. My username is Distorted View Show. There's a link on distortedview.com, and it's one of my favorite videos. Speaking of favorites, I've got another one here to share with you today. It's another song. Now, bear with me here. According to the title, Nick Cannon has something to do with this. There are some hip-hop artists who are very upset about what's going on in the music industry.
There's a period of great distress in the rap universe. There was a time when hip-hop was a form of empowerment. Now the corporate world is quickly diluting our culture for nothing more than profit. With the ever-mounting forces of ridiculous dances, ignorant behavior, and general buffoonery.
I don't know if you can blame all the fucking buffoonery in the hip-hop community on the corporate world. I can't imagine a stuffy white guy came up with the idea for grills. You guys are gonna have to take responsibility for that one. All right.
It's only a matter of time before hip-hop's permanent annihilation. This is what the future holds if it don't stop.
Howdy there, Shook.
Top of the morning to you, Jab.
Boy, you know this show is a good ditty right here.
Massa gonna love us.
Mmm. You know I was hungry. What should we eat?
Some of that good old watermelon.
Oh, yeah. Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Kind of a catchy tune. And they are kind of in blackface. They're black guys in blackface.
Surely is good.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Yeah. Hey.
Uh-huh.
T.
Okay.
E-R-A.
What's next?
Melon. That watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
That watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Hey there, Shook.
Yeah, Jack.
I think it's time to break it on down.
This watermelon ain't gonna eat itself.
Ham bone, ham bone.
It's the hip hop duo Shuck and Jive.
Ham bone, where you at? Ham bone, ham bone.
You guys are being racist.
Ham bone, where you at?
Massa is coming.
Massa is coming.
Massa is coming.
Shh. Hide the watermelon.
Hide it quick.
That's crazy.
Yo, check it, y'all. This is Nas. And if that don't stop,
Nas.
Hip-hop is dead.
There's a warning for you. I don't know what we're supposed to do about it, but stop all of the fucking foolishness in the hip-hop community. Have you guys heard about this Tiger Woods thing? This happened a few days ago at the Buick Open. I don't know what hole Tiger was at. I know what hole it came out of, though. That's pretty unmistakable. I think it was the 18th hole. I don't know. But anyways, here is the audio. Now, apparently YouTube is taking a lot of these videos down, so you may have not heard this audio. Here we go. They're just Tiger, and I guess it's his caddy or something, just standing around. Now, the camera is focused on his, you just see the back of him. You hear someone laughing. Jesus. Someone said, are you serious? And then there's a shot of Tiger laughing. He obviously was the one who farted. Nice ripper. James emailed me with a great link. Now, we've talked about Rayplay before. Rayplay is a Japanese video game where you try to rape a family, basically, like a mother and her daughters. If you don't believe me, there are now Wikipedia entries. Let me read you a little bit about the gameplay, just to refresh your memory about Rayplay. The player can choose from a variety of sexual positions and controls the actions by making movements with the mouse or by scrolling the mouse wheel. Like, if you're going to finger the little girl, you move the... You move the mouse wheel up and down, up and down, up and down. Finger in, finger out, finger in, finger out. It features a realistic sexual simulator, which allows the player to grope and undress the characters on a crowded train. Only in Japan. Later, the player may have forced intercourse with all three women at his leisure. Leisure. The player has a variety of sexual positions to choose from, such as reverse cowgirl, forced blowjobs... That's a ballsy move, right? If you're a rapist and you make the girl give you a blowjob, you can't be surprised if she gnaws off your dick. I mean, to me, this shit is rape 101. You don't stick your dick in something that has teeth. The more you know, indeed. We go over this time and time again. No one learns. All right. The player has a variety of sexual positions to choose from, such as reverse cowgirl, forced blowjobs, and threesomes. Rapeplay also has a nakadashi, which is internal ejaculation counter, which carries a danger of pregnancy. I forgot about that aspect of the game. So, Rapeplay is made by a company called Illusion. They're also the publisher of Artificial Girl 1, 2, and 3, Requiem Hertz, Sexy Beach, and my personal favorite, Battle Raper. It's rape mixed in with Street Fighter. You can't lose. Yes, Battle Raper is the first video game in the Battle Raper series. I guess there's been some sequels. Battle Raper is a Japanese 3D fighting game in which the objective is to strip, grope, and sometimes actively rape the female characters, including... Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a game called Battle Raper, yes, the objective is going to be to rape, including a special move by the boss character, an only male fighter, where the female opponent is forced to perform fellatio as the camera zooms in. The penis is rendered invisible or transparent in these games. There is also a feature in the game which allows the player to have consensual sex with the female characters. No fun in that. Remember in Mortal Kombat they had the fatalities, finishing moves or whatever? And then when Mortal Kombat 2 came around, they also included something called friendships, which were nice things to do to your opponent. That obviously inspired Battle Raper, where you could have consensual sex with your opponent if you want. If you're buying a game called Battle Raper, though, chances are you're going to want to fucking just violently destroy those animated characters with your cock. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. You know what? I completely forgot about this, but I gotta say thanks to Greg. Greg sent me a CD for my birthday. A personalized happy birthday song! Get ready for a test of patience in 3, 2...
Happy birthday, Tim! Oh.
Happy birthday! Yay!
Happy birthday, Tim! So happy to be here. Happy birthday to Tim.
That's me!
Just look how much you've grown and how the time has really flown. Happy birthday, Tim.
That's me!
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Where you say my name again.
Happy birthday to you.
I think it's coming up. My name's coming up. Here comes my name. Come on, come on, come on. I can't wait. I gotta hear it.
Happy birthday, Tim.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg. You don't know how much I love to hear little children cheering when they hear my name. Usually they cry and run to authorities. He's the one that touched me. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. You guys know all about the sideshow. I don't need to go over that. All right, first story comes from Australia. Andrew sent this one in to me. A man scalded his housemate with boiling oil after a...
I'm madder than fish grease.
It wasn't fish grease. Yes, a man scalded his housemate with boiling oil after a fight over portions of Nando's chicken, which I'm guessing is like a fast food chicken place over there in Australia. Sahal said awoke to the agonizing pain of hot oil being poured over him as he slept in August last year. A dispute earlier that night with one of his housemates, Mohammed Wahani, over a quarter piece of Nando's chicken... had caused a scene, but everyone cooled off and had gone to bed. The squabble had centered on whether a whole chicken should have been purchased instead of just a quarter chicken. The Supreme Court heard Wahani felt Mr. Saad had been dictating to others in the house about the size of the chicken purchase. He's a chicken dictator. There is no room for that in our household. I can totally understand why he would douse boiling hot grease on his roommate. Right. He was also angered by Mr. Said's tone during the chicken debate. He didn't like the way he spoke to him. Wahani, who is apparently a sensitive little bitch, used to work for Nando's part-time. He then rose while the rest of the house slept, heated oil in a saucepan, and then emptied it all over the helpless victim. Mr. Sad, 23, suffered 12% burns to his body. Indeed. Yeah, he suffered 12% burns on his body and needed skin grafts on his arms and hands. After scalding, Mr. Sad Wahani, or whatever, then flung the hot saucepan at his head, causing a gash requiring stitches. Wahani, 24, gave himself up to police, saying he was shocked at what he had done to his friend. He has pleaded guilty to intentionally causing serious injury. Justice Mark Weinberg remanded him in custody to face a further hearing tomorrow. There you go. Second story we have for you today. It's a short one. It comes from Brazil. Brazilians are being encouraged to, quote, pee in the shower, exclamation mark. Save the Atlantic rainforest, exclamation mark. In a bold new water-saving campaign. The ad campaign by Brazilian environment group SOS Mata Atlantica encourages people to cut water use by pissing in the shower. Well, then I'm happy to report I'm doing my part. Actually, I do one better. I shit in the shower. Like, if you gotta go and you're standing in the shower, now, it doesn't make much sense to wait until you're done showering, because as soon as you poop, you're gonna dirty your asshole again. And I like my Starfish Trooper to be in Gem Mint 10 condition at all times. Lips. A word of warning to you, though. If you're thinking about dropping a deuce in the shower, you're gonna have to use your feet and stomp on the turd to get it to go down the drain. But if you're serious about being an environmentalist, you know, you'll suck it up. Also, be careful that you don't slip and fall while stomping on your poop. It's slippery.
Oh, 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 I can't, ow, 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 oh, stop, oh, stop, oh, 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 I can't breathe, stop.
The environmental group says if households avoid one flush a day, more than 4,300 liters of water will be saved each year. SOS spokeswoman Adrina Kafori said the ad was a way to be playful about a serious subject. In the ads, animated characters are taking showers, and between their legs, you can see the pee stream. The spots end with the line, "Pee in the shower, save the Atlantic rainforest." Final story we have for you today. This one comes from New York. A Bronx business is accused of doing the unspeakable after a man has holes in his head and flies buzzing on his body during a funeral viewing. Bonus, there was blood seepage and discoloration visible to those paying respects. The people who attended 43-year-old Fernando Maldonado's wake on June 1st, I got through it, see, said it was a horror show. The viewing was reportedly delayed because of problems preparing the body. Apparently the corpse was not being very cooperative. When the mourners filled in, they weren't prepared for what they saw. Tears filled William Maldonado Jr.'s eyes as he described the condition of his younger brother's corpse. Bleeding, he said. That's something the funeral staff probably should have picked up. There were exposed wires. There were flies going in and out of the wound. In fact, by the end of the funeral, the flies buzzing around the body's open wound became so persistent, the funeral home placed a white veil over the corpse's head to protect it. Probably like a bridal veil or something. Yeah, we don't got much to keep the flies away, but my daughter's getting married next week. You can borrow her veil if you want. Worst funeral services ever. His father, William Maldonado Sr., tried to chime in but was unable. "I can't talk about it," he whispered, breaking down into sobs. Fernando died in his sleep. He had numerous health problems, including chronic diabetes.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes testing supplies.
There was a hole behind the dead man's right ear that appeared to be seeping blood. Two witnesses said there was blood stains on the pillow and wires that appeared to be autopsy sutures visible holding a loose flap of skin to the back of his hairline. The corpse was a dark bluish color in spots. The ears looked especially discolored. One of the owners of the funeral home simply said, "We did the best we could," although the family doesn't see it that way. The daughter of the deceased, Christina Maldonado, said the staff at the funeral home seemed annoyed at the repeated complaints. What is your problem now? Bloodstains on the pillow? Really? That's what you're gonna bitch about? He's dead. A moist pillow's not gonna bother him. Nor are the insects flying into his open wound. Anything else I can help you with? Okay, thanks. Needless to say, the family is filing a lawsuit against the funeral home. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky diggies here.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Now, I'm not calling to complain, because I do understand why you played it. I mean, it was this strange fetish. But
right.
You have never played anything that made me squirm in my seat. Like that rabbit crushing audio.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
Where in the world did they find a woman that would do that?
You know, it looked like to me she was foreign, but I couldn't tell exactly. It's some sort of like Eastern European foreign chick, I think.
Hey, Timmy. This is Jody.
Hello, Jody.
Lifetime Sideshow member.
Oh, nice.
Calling to say happy birthday, and right about now I would be mailing my money order in for my $50 yearly membership.
Yes, you don't have to worry about that.
I don't have to do that anymore.
Lifetime memberships are still available until the end of this week.
Because of the lifetime membership.
Sure.
Membership, excuse me. And I am so glad I did it.
Aww.
Everybody should do it.
Sure.
Anyway.
Well, not everybody.
Love you, Tim. Love your show. Sorry you had a concert born 2 days for your birthday and it's ruined your magic. Sucks, doesn't it?
Yes, that's true.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow listener Matt here. I just sent you a link to a review of a soda that I did for you.
I think I did get that email, but I didn't check out the review. I'll have to, if it's any good, I'll put it up on Fizzled Out. How about that?
Wanted to say, don't worry about the haters who feel they got all butthurt over the bunny crushing.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Fast forward 2 minutes and it's done.
I know. It's not like I didn't fucking warn you people.
Hey, Vince, it's Owen. I'm calling for two reasons. One, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sorry my wish was so late. My memory is almost as bad as yours. Secondly, I think it's really fucking retarded that people emailed you and left the sideshow because of that crush audio you played.
Yeah,
sure, it was kind of horrible, but beforehand you said what was going to be played, and you recommended skipping forward. So they should have just done that instead of being all stupid and bitchy.
I think I'm the only host that actually tells the listeners not to listen to the program.
Hey, Timmy boy. Just wanted to comment about the whole bunny thing.
Oh.
I'm sure you've heard hundreds of messages about this topic so far,
yeah.
But bear with me.
Great.
It's one of those things where it's sort of an emotional thing.
Yeah,
you know, your show definitely does talk about topics that can tend to be hit people in an emotional way, such as, you know, racism, animal cruelty.
Cum farts.
You know, making fun of mentally handicapped people, etc., etc.
That doesn't bother me.
Can go on. People are very sensitive about them, these topics, and have emotional reactions to them. So,
yeah.
While listening to your show, you know, people have to expect to hear that sort of stuff.
Right.
You, as the host, also have to understand that people, you know,
will
eventually come upon.
You're losing me here. I liked it better when you were blaming the listeners.
Come upon something that strikes them the wrong way, hits them in that emotional way, and, you know, and then they're going to react in an emotional way. And so,
stupid,
you know,
people.
You can call them idiots or pussies or whatever for that, but at the same time, you can't, you know, you have to. You know, you can't be stupid enough to think that.
I understand. I've got to take the good with the bad. I got to take them both. And there I have the facts of life. All right.
Hey, Tim. Special from Virginia here. I was listening to an old Sextastic Tuesday story and just happened to think, you think maybe the reason people misspell and, you know, have run-on sentences and all this stupid shit is because maybe they're busy jerking off while writing?
Absolutely. I've mentioned that many times. They're either foreign, 12 years old, or jerking off, or all three. Trifecta.
Tim, this is Sideshow member Elliot calling from Detroit. I just have a couple questions for you. Number one is, well, obviously iTunes wouldn't allow pornographic material in any anything you subscribe to through their site or their program. But since the Sideshow feed technically isn't sponsored by them, even though you can't subscribe to it with iTunes, wouldn't that technically allow you to post more explicit content on the feed?
Well, first of all, here's the thing. iTunes lets you have an explicit tag. So, and the people at Apple, or someone over there, has been really great to Distorted View over the years. We've been featured many times as a featured podcast or whatever. So we're in the iTunes podcast, whatever, directory. I think the reason why we get away with it is because, you know, I'm obviously not, we're not playing this audio for you guys to jerk off. You know, it's not pornographic in the sense that it's you know, used to masturbate to or something. It's you know, we're making fun of that shit, and it is, you know, we do say that it's a mature podcast and it is explicit. Now, when you're talking about the App Store, that's a whole other ball of fucking wax. I don't know what's going on with that.
My second question is regarding t-shirts.
Yes. Well,
when do you think you might have some for sale by chance?
Yes, it's something I'm actively working on. Going to have some new, because I've never really had good Distorted View merchandise. We've done some stuff with Cafe Press, you know, that website. But I've got a DV listener who is just an amazing artist working on a logo for me. And as soon as he gets that to me, we're definitely, his name is, I don't know if he wants to have me give it out or whatever, but I, you know, I'll definitely link to his work and stuff on the website so you can check it out at some point. But, yeah, as soon as that's available to, as soon as he gets done with that, we'll, start, you know, doing some stuff with t-shirts and shit.
Hi, Tim. This is Johnny Hungwell. I wanted to tell you that for me, being part of the Sideshow is kind of like a relationship. We have good times, bad times.
There are no bad times.
And then bunny crushing time. Oh my god. That's probably the farthest you've ever went with anything. I don't know. You know what? You know what though? Like, chopping off a baby's arm and eating it or burning it in the grill. For some reason, that's okay. But when you crush a bunny.
Talking about these news stories.
Oh, that's just way over the edge, you know? It's probably the scream. I don't know.
You're absolutely right. If this was a news story that I was reading about the bunny scream, you know, like the Crush videos or whatever, it would have been fine. It's the audio that upset people.
Anyways, I listened to the bunny crushing audio, and I just thought to myself, you know, there's going to be good times ahead. So
let's hope.
Hey, Timmy, Spiral Hamfucker.
Hello.
So my buddies and I rode our motorcycles up in the mountains this weekend, and we did some shrooms. It was fucking trippy, too.
Huh.
And fuck,
I've never done shrooms.
A conversation about, you know, eating shit, basically. And we're saying, well, all vegetables, you know.
Vegetables.
If that's what happens when you're on shrooms, I don't need mushrooms.
All vegetables, you know.
Vegetables are good. Yeah.
But we're talking about how all vegetables, you know, technically are grown out of shit. And we started saying shit cucumber, and it was the funniest shit in the world all night.
I wish you would have, like, recorded yourself. Next time you're on mushrooms, you know, record yourself for the show.
Tim, this is Alex from Wisconsin.
Oh, shit. Someone who can't speak into the fucking phone. He's probably, like, I don't know how far you're holding the fucking thing away from your face. Hold on here. All right.
Tim, this is Alex from Wisconsin. Recent listener. I found something cool looking back at your old shows. I found you used to have a gay roommate named Joe.
Yes.
Who helped you with the show. And I found this hilarious because yesterday I actually converted my gay coworker, Joe, to a freak.
Oh.
I thought you might like this because from what I hear, he's going to be signing up for your Sideshow.
Oh, nice.
As am
Welcome
I.
aboard, gay Joe.
And about that crush video for the bunny. It's a little fucked up, but
I'm actually waiting for Corey to send me a bunny scream mashup. Like, that's all we need, right?
People who get pissed off, you gotta get pissed off at them. You're forcing them to listen to it, right?
Yeah, I know.
This is distorted view, so they should expect this kind of shit.
Right.
Pushies should just kind of man up, so... Thanks for watching, and you'll be getting my $5 this month.
Nice. Thank you very much. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Vote for us a podcast. Ali, subscribe via iTunes. Here's the deal, guys. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a brand new episode, but it's only going to be for Sideshow members. If you're a non-paying member, you're going to get a best of show. And then I will be back on Friday to end the week with a new program. So if you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now. Otherwise, we will see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Tonight on DVN, new allegations that Barack Obama isn't black. Some say he's more of a dull mahogany. Leading the Skinner movement is the very batshit crazy Ruhanna DeVore.
No, he's obviously
black. You people are letting me talk, Ted.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just on CNN and the same thing happened.
All right, go talk.
I'm saying, look at the man. He's skin. His skin is not like the black.
Yes, it is.
His questions need to be answered. Why won't somebody answer them?
Ruhanna DeVore is in the penetration room tonight at 8 on DVN.
You bastards!
Get out of my face!
For Christ's sakes, go outside and play!
They are a handful. If you're like me and you know you won't be having any more children... Actually, I knew that about 4 years ago, but whoops! The doctors didn't tie my tubes in time for that little miracle. Miracles. They're twins. Isn't life a bitch? It doesn't have to be anymore, though, now that there's Plan C. If you regret not making your boyfriend, husband, co-worker, or back-alley hustler slap on a goddamn condom before you got freaky, help is finally here. Plan C lets you terminate postpartum pregnancies, giving you your life back. And best of all, there's no harmful side effects. Unless you consider not having to drive whiny, snot-nosed children around to be a side effect. Preston! Spencer! Come here for a second! Mommy wants to talk to you! Here's how Plan C works. It's just that easy. Plan C is available at ammunition stores and gun shows everywhere. Get your life back with Plan C. Hey, Julie, you want to go get margaritas? Okay, great, I'll come pick you up. Bye.
Hey! Do you like to read, or do you just like to look like you're all smart and shit? If so, you're gonna want to suck my dick when I'm through with you. Hi, my name is Gary. I just got divorced from my second wife, Trisha, and she left all her shit here. I'm up to my nuts in books. That might not sound very high, but I'm standing on my goddamn head here, so my nuts are all up in the air and shit. Cookbooks, romance novels, some fruity-ass self-help shit, diet books. Here's a helpful hint. Those fucking things don't work. One of the many reasons we got a divorce. But they look nice and they fill up a shelf. Crossword puzzle books. There's still a few that ain't filled in, so act now. Look, I don't want your money. I want to get rid of these fucking books. I got me a Nordic track coming and I need the room. These books gotta go. Call me, I'm Gary.
Coming up tomorrow on The Breakfast Gang, what's inside of a cat? Animal tester Brian McDavis is going to be here with all sorts of critters for us to slice into. Even you, Rebecca!
Oh my god, no way! That sounds like so much fun!
Soap opera hunk Fritz Enclave is here. Whoa. Hey, Bob the cameraman, you make sure to get a crotch shot of Rebecca when Fritz stops by. Drip, 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 if you know what I mean. I'm trying to do a promo here.
No, seriously, guys, he is hot!
He's in the studio to talk about his mentally retarded son and the need for more medical funding.
I feel like his nipples!
Calm down, Rebecca. Plus, even with an African-American president in the office, the William Gates saga shows race can still be a hot-button issue. Will this country ever be able to heal? A panel discussion. And we play What's the Black Person Say?
Woohoo!
You love that game, don't you, Rebecca?
No more fun! I want my fun fried chicken and LeBron James!
All of this and more on tomorrow's Breakfast Gang, right here on DVN.